All right, now, of course, this is our Thanksgiving service, and if you look in a dictionary, look under Thanksgiving for the Bible, you're going to have a lot of things, a lot of, all through the Bible about Thanksgiving, and I just selected a few of them, and we're going to go over those, look at those, try to keep it short and sweet. And then we'll look at our little things here. But Thanksgiving is something that's very important. And, of course, it being important, we know that it's important because Jesus did it. He did it himself. In Matthew, the 26th chapter, in verse 27, we know at the he took the cup and he gave thanks. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it." So he gave thanks there. And in John, the 11th chapter, verse 41, he's getting ready to raise Lazarus. He said, "Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, 'Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I know that thou heardst me always, but because of thy people which stand by, I say it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me.'" So Jesus himself was thankful. What is Jesus? He's our pattern. He's our the one that we follow after. So if he was thanksgiving, then we need also to be thanksgiving. In the book of Psalms, in the 50th chapter, in verse 14, it says, "Offer unto God thanksgiving." So it's a command. It's not just an option that we should, I think I feel like it. No, I don't feel like it. No, but it is a command that we should give thanksgiving to God. So, also Colossians, like I said, I'm going to try to go down through these pretty quick here. Colossians, the 3rd chapter, verse 17, he says, "And whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus," doing what? "Giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Through Christ, giving thanks through Christ. Also, the book of Hebrews, the 13th chapter, verse 15, tells us, "By him, therefore, let us offer a sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips," doing what? "Giving thanks to his name." Again, that's a sacrifice, giving thanks. This is something that we all need to participate in. We need to do that all in our private worship. Who was the person who did it in his private worship? Of course, was Daniel. And if you look at Daniel in the 6th chapter in verse 10, even after he heard that the decree was out that you shouldn't pray to any other god, what did he do? He still did it anyhow. Daniel 6:10, "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chambers toward Jerusalem, he knelt upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed." And what did he do? He gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. So it didn't matter what the decree was. He wasn't worried about that decree. Yet he still took his knees in his private worship. He still did that. And he, in that worship, what did he do? He gave thanks. Very, very important. Also, we do also do that giving thanks in public worship. The book of Psalms, the 35th chapter, verse 18, says, "I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people." So the giving is not only in our private worship, but also in the worship that we have in our church. We need to be giving thanks to our God. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and verse 18. Now this is a toughie. "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." In everything. Give thanks in everything. Now sometimes that's hard, but we need to do it because we can do it. Circumstances may not be great, but the God that we serve is. And the God that we serve is in control of circumstances. Sometimes we think we're out of control and we don't know what to do or where to go and what to say, when to do it, and etc. But God does. He's still in control. And we can still, in amongst the tribulation, give thanks in everything. John, the 6th chapter, verse 11. When else do we give thanks before we take food. John 6:11, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them which that were set down, and likewise the fish as much as they would. Now that's a miracle within itself. Of course, it's talking about the feeding of the 5,000. And what did he do? He gave thanks for this food. Book of Acts, the 27th chapter. And this is kind of really, you would think this would be the last thing that would be on your mind. But in Acts, the 27th chapter, they're amidst a big storm in a ship, and they're going to have a shipwreck. Paul knew it was coming. The Lord said it was going to. And he warned them. He said, hey, everybody stay on the ship. You'll be okay. But he said, hey, look, you've been toiling for so many days now. You need to eat. And what did he do? Verse 35, and when he had thus spoken, he took bread. And amongst this terrible time, yet he took bread and he gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when they had broken it, he began to eat. So you give thanks when we eat our food. What else? Ephesians the 5th chapter, verse 20. Another toughie, give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things, bad and good. Tough, isn't it? But you can always find, when God is involved, there's always something good. Always. I mean, I may not understand, but I got a God that's in control, and always I can give thanks to him. There's always somebody worse than you. My mother used to tell me that. Just, yeah, a bitty time. yeah, for sure. What else? Psalms 34. One of the things that we give thanks for, and I think this is a great one, Psalms 30 verse 4, it says, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. God's holiness. At the remembrance of his holiness. He doesn't make a mistake. That's very comforting. I make mistakes, you make mistakes, but God never, ever makes a mistake. And if you're one of his children, then he's got the best arms around you, the best everything for you. His holiness, it's perfect. He's perfect. He can't be anything but perfect. That's his attribute. Remember his holiness. What else? Psalms 106 and 1. Praise ye the Lord and give thanks unto the Lord. Why? For he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Man. Don't that just make you want to praise him and give thanks to him? Because of who he is and what he is good. That's the only way he can be. That's his nature. He's holiness. It's good. What else? 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, and verse 15. It says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. Our salvation, every aspect of our salvation, we can't really wrap ourselves around. We can't understand it. But yet, when I was a sinner and not seeking after him, he gave that to me. He gave that to me. I didn't deserve it. It was a gift that he gave to me. And we need to thank him for that. What else? Revelation, the book of Revelation, the 11th chapter, verse 17, saying, we give thanks, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, who art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken thee thy great power and hast reigned. Man, what are we to be thankful for that he is reigning? The awesome king, the perfect king, the king that makes no mistakes, he's the one that's reigning. He's the one that's the master of our lives. What else? 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and verse 57. It says, but thanks be to God, why? Which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our victory, who is given to us by God through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks to God for that. And lastly, 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, verse 11. It says, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us, what? Thanksgiving to God. Amen. And Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always. Like I said, sometimes that could be a little difficult because of our life circumstances. But when we begin to look at our God, and this life, we're just passing through. We're not staying here forever. We're just passing through. In the book of Acts, in the 17th chapter, I like what Paul says here. Of course, it's under inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He's on Mars Hill, and I want you to notice what he says about our God. It says, giving thanks always, and we can do that. Through God has given us the strength, we can do that. By the aid of the Holy Spirit, you and I can do that. But I want you to notice what Paul says here about God. Let's just start at verse 22. It says, then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. Now, of course, they had gods for everything, and they even had this unknown God to cover the ones they missed. So Paul wisely uses that. Verse 23, for as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with the inscription to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. He opens the door. He's going to present Jesus to them through this. And God, verse 24, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and of earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as those he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. Give thanks to all things. Why? Because God is all things. Verse 26, and he hath made one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord. If happy, they may feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Notice verse 28. For in him we live and move and have our being. Because of him, we move, we have our being. So we can be thankful to God. Just to get out of bed isn't something, that's something that God has given us as a gift to be able to do that. He's prepared this body for us that we can move, function, do whatever. And the reason that we can do that is because of God. It's not because of ourselves in any way, shape, or form. Because, as it says, for in him we live and move and have our being, so we can be thankful in all things for him. All right? All right, that's it for that.